I'm Michelle Martin, and this is Tell Me More from NPR News. Just ahead, we'll talk about finding hot fashion in your own closet, and we'll find out what's playing in Elmo's ear. But first, shopping for school. Whether or not the styles are shocking, the price tag certainly can be, especially if money is tight. So how do you get the most out of buying clothes for your kids this month? On the phone with us is Donna Maria Coles-Johnson. She's the founder and CEO of the Indie Business Network and a world-class coupon clipper and penny pincher. Welcome. Welcome back, I should say. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, Donna Maria, do you think parents still feel a lot of pressure to buy new back-to-school clothes? I mean, the ads, you know, the advertisers certainly would love you to. But do you still feel that same, do you think parents still feel that same pressure to have that brand-new head-to-toe back-to-school outfit?
In my experience, Michelle, to some extent we do. I'm a mom. My kids are 5 and 7, and we see some of the commercials, and certainly my children see other children dressed fashionably and sometimes expensive clothing. And I think the pressure's there, but I think that we have to be responsible with our money and realize that while we can sometimes splurge on things now and then, the better practice is to save where we can so that we have the money that we need in an emergency and to cover things that we need, not just things that we want.
So how do you manage that? Do you start sort of shopping in August? Do you start or do you wait until October? How do you manage this? The expectations, the wants, the whining.
Yeah, there's a lot of that. Well, one of the things that I do is I try to be firm and consistent in my responses to my kids when they want things. And the other thing I think that's been very important for us and our family is that I don't wait until back to school to start trying to save money and be frugal. It's kind of an all-year-round thing so that all year long, I use coupons and I shop for bargains. I go to thrift stores. So it's not a new and different thing when school starts.
A lot of older kids like the thrift store look, but I don't know if this is your experience too, but I think a lot of the younger kids, you know, don't. I mean, you get to a certain age where it's kind of cool to put that kind of, among some kids, to kind of put that recycled look together, that freegan look together. Mm-hmm. But a lot of younger kids still very brand name oriented. If the kids have a certain kind of shoe, they want that shoe. How do you handle that?
You know, Michelle, I have to just be firm and say, you know what, we're not going to spend that money on those. We're going to spend it on something else that will last longer, something that will be more durable, something that you'll have more fun with for a longer period of time. And they generally understand that. But again, for especially for new moms out there, this is nothing new for us. I've been doing this since they were very young. And so it's not a brand new thing that I suddenly have sprung on them. So I think it's really important to start as early as you can. If your kids aren't young, though, it's not too late. It's very important to start where you are with what you have. And slowly but surely, you can whittle away at your expenses, and you'll find that every little thing adds up. It makes a big difference.
What about for some people, big other factors have stepped in to change their habits? Job loss, for example, or furloughs, or, you know, cut hours where the paycheck is just a lot tighter. How do you recommend addressing that? And do you recommend, I know some parents have the idea of, you know, they'll tell the kids, listen, we're going to save and save, but I'll let you splurge on one thing. So just they have some sense of that there's some sort of treat aspect of it. What do you think about that?
I think that's a great idea, and we do that frequently. And we try to pair it with an outing with a friend or something fun with a friend. If you can add a friend onto it, not only might you be able to share the expense of it with another parent, but you also just make it so much more fun for them. Because if they're with a friend, they really don't care how much money they've spent or how big, you know, the deal is.
What about kids? I know your kids are too young for this, but kids do get to a certain age, particularly I think a lot of people would say that kind of the pre-teen years into the teen years, where competition with peers, the peer group approval becomes very important. And we can say as adults, oh, it doesn't matter. But you know what? When you're a certain age, it does matter. It does matter. How do you handle that?
I agree that it does. And my daughter's only 7, Michelle, but she's already exhibiting some of that. And, of course, I expected it. And I am not too old to remember when I was the same way. But, you know, I had a mom who was very firm and also very frugal. And while I did get many of the things that I wanted, I did not get everything that I wanted. My mom used to do, and what I try to do with my daughter, is to give her some choices and let her know, okay, tell me all the things that you want. What do you really want? And then we talk about the difference between needs and wants, and that whittles it down right there automatically. And then what I ask her to do is just, you know, make some choices. Here's how much money we have. So I want her to learn about budgeting. We have $25 or we have $50 or whatever it is. Let's look at the prices of these items so you can pick and choose what you want. And if she knows the money's going to run out, she's going to be much more careful about exactly what she chooses. And the other thing she does is she becomes creative. We bought one of those hair scrunchy things with a little bit of doodahs and glitter on it, and she turned it into a belt.
Oh.
And so now she uses it for both, and she feels comfortable with that, and she's expressing herself clothing-wise, which is always a good thing for a little girl. But it also meant that, you know, we didn't have to buy two things. We bought one item and we got two uses out of it. And there's lots of things in everyone's house that fits that description.
And finally, I mentioned your world-class coupon clipper. You've previously shared some tips with us about using coupons. I think most people associate coupons with food. But what about for clothes? Are there deals that you can find on coupons for clothing and for other things that you might need for school, like school supplies?
Yes, there are. There are some websites. RetailMeNot.com has a variety of different coupons, personal care products, rubber-type items that you need for household use and things. And so sometimes you can get coupons for things that are not clothing, but the money you save can be put towards clothing. The other thing I think that's really important that everyone can do is to shop at thrift stores. There's great items there. The prices are low. They oftentimes have half price days or special, you know, shopping hours and things. You can call them. You can find them right on the internet. Pick up the phone and give them a call and ask them when their shopping times and special shopping days are and take advantage of that as well. The other thing I did is pharmacy. This morning I got on the internet and I Googled this. Rite Aid Pharmacy $20 gift card 2009. It took me straight to a $25 rebate card when you transfer a prescription at Rite Aid. I'm looking at it on my computer right now. So there are things that you can do just by Googling or using your favorite search engine to find some deals. There are also places like FreeCycle.org, which is a nationwide website that has communities within it. So you can go on to FreeCycle.org, put the name of your city in, and you'll find people who are exchanging items that they need. There's no cash involved. And I have a friend who outfitted an entire home office with things that she traded on FreeCycle.org.
And get your kids to learn to love the thrift look.
Yes. And it's not that hard today.
You know what we need to do? We need to get one of those tween shows to make it cool. That's what we need to do, right? Donna Maria Coles.
You need to do that.
Yeah. Donna Maria Coles Johnson is founder and CEO of the Indie Business Network. If you're interested in, if you didn't have your pencil, we'll have a link on our website to the tips that she recommended, including some of the websites that she recommends. She's with us on the phone from her home in North Carolina. Donna Maria, thank you so much.
Thank you.